This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today is Thursday, September the 10th. This is the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on World Suicide Prevention Day. Every year on September 10th, this becomes a focus because it's a real problem. Numbers tell pretty shocking stories. Every 40 seconds, somebody takes their own life. That's about 800,000 people every year around the world. Some estimates put the number closer to a million. Leading cause of death for people the age 15 to 29. And for every suicide that results in a death, there are as many as 40 people who try to kill themselves. Wow. What a wake-up call that is. What does that tell you about life and the circumstances in which people live? They don't think it's worth living. Remember an old book I read as a child called Life is Worth Living by somebody called Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. And, you know, you read into some of these things. I remember reading it when I was going to Sunday school. And well, it was when Sunday school, it was high school Sunday school. But it was, you know, an attempt by someone who's a religious person to talk about how valuable life is, how precious life is. And don't most of us feel that way? But then you put yourself into the spot where these people are and they think life isn't worth living. You don't have enough food. Don't have any place to sleep. You don't have any hope. And so why bother? Why keep going? Why not just end it all? And then there's the drug component to that as well. So anyway, pretty sobering stuff. Speaking of sobering stuff, it's feetball time. Football, rah, rah, shishkumbah. And this is something that I have absolutely, I might have something to say about stuff that goes in. I was talking about the fellow that died earlier because of the coronavirus. He was a football player, and he got more recognition because he was a football player. But yet, he's pretty typical of the people that are dying at his age, 2021. A guy weighed 355 pounds. So, you know, that's like an invitation to dying when you're exposed to the coronavirus and around all that sweat. So how are they going to handle it? Well, the football season's starting, ladies. How do they handle the realities of the virus?
It's going to be a little bit different, but this is the first sports team that's actually, or first sports league that's actually starting on schedule. NFL is
like
back.
Outside, they didn't
have
too,
to have,
right?
Yeah, they didn't have to have the delays that other sports did. Tonight, it's going to kick off with the Kansas City Chiefs, fresh off the Super Bowl win. Patrick Mahomes, fresh off of his big money contract. They'll be playing the Houston Texans at Arrowhead Field in Kansas City. What will look different is that depending on where these stadiums are, the stands may be almost empty. Many professional sports teams have returned, but they've opted for no fans or spectators of any kind. That will not be true, however, for the NFL opener. The Chiefs announced that they're going to allow a limited number of fans to enjoy the game with strict COVID-19 protocols. The stands will only hold 22% capacity, basically. The stadium holds 76,000 seats. And they're only allowing in 22%. That means less crowd noise. And what will look like a ghost town will look a little bit different. Usually you see the packs stands. They have game day policies in effect. They're going to pump noise, even in stadiums that have 22% filled, basically. They're going to pump in noise, crowd noise, into the head, the helmets of the players so that they
Good
don't lose
God.
That element of the game.
Oh, my God.
The sidelines are going to be less crowded. There will be no cheerleaders, no mascots, no sideline reporters that will be allowed on the field. Reporters will have to use the stadium concourse to do their work. Some players are going to be missing. More than 60 players have actually opted out of playing to keep themselves or their families safe. This includes practicing doctor and Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. He is out. He said, being on the front line this offseason has helped me have a different look at this pandemic and the stress it puts on individuals and families, so he decided not to play. Social justice will also be highlighted. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, announced that the league would do a series of social justice initiatives, including helmet decals, a voter activation push, and phrases stenciled, in the end zones. And the phrases will include "It takes all of us" and "End racism," and will be in each end zone of each game all season long. The NFL will also play the song "Lift Every Voice and Sing," which is known as the Black National Anthem.
Lift every voices.
Well, they're going to do it before. They're going to do it before every game, like the national anthem, which I don't know about that, but that's what they've decided on. And then they won't have any post-game interaction. So 100% post-game is social distance. So players and coaches will not be doing hugs, handshakes after the competition. Players are not allowed to swap jerseys. The league did say, however, that they could do that in the concourse, just not on the field. So there you have it. So it's going to look different, but they're on schedule.
Speaking of looking different, more cities and towns are considering doing what Los Angeles has decided to do. Yeah, we love that leadership in L.A. No Halloween.
Well, they backed off yesterday because of the outbreak.
Oh, L.A. did? Oh, really?
Now they say they just strongly recommend you don't celebrate Halloween. So we got it canceled and then a reversal. Now, if it's all about the science, you would think they'd stick to it, but maybe it's about something else.
It's about selling
candy. We got the notification in New Jersey that Halloween can go forward, you know, as usual.
Nice of them.
I think that a lot of people... Well, obviously, it's a big enough deal that California said no to it at first, but I think a lot of people are realizing that you can do Halloween, you can do trick-or-treating in a safe way. You know, you can maintain social distancing, you're outside.
You're already in a mask.
Right.
You're in a basket outdoors.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something we never talk about, the virus, the president, Dr. Fauci, and Bob Woodward. Now, I pretty much disclaimed the Woodward book a little while ago. Thinking it's nothing but tripe and a way for him to be an opportunist, which he certainly is good at. I thought it was interesting that Fauci thought he had to jump up and sort of not just respond, but deny stuff that Woodward claims in the book. And it appears, you know, Fauci's no fan of Trump's, apparently, and neither is Trump a fan of his. At least it seems that way. So the fact that Fauci gets up and says that his book, Woodward's book, is not... accurate, saying, "I don't recall this, I don't recall that." Now, Trump says in the interview that "I did keep this from the American public." Okay, what about some of the other stuff that apparently, whether he's denying what Woodward put in the book or what Trump says that Woodward put in the book, that's what confuses me.
Well, both Fauci and Trump have said that they didn't want to cause an outcry of panic.
Yeah.
So their output would have been the same. They weren't trying to kill people. That was never the intention. The output of the administration, travel bans, all of that stuff that went into effect even before this conversation was done, was put into effect for a reason. What they're saying is that they wanted to represent a strong front, which is what you saw from Fauci, who said, you don't have to change your daily routine, go about your business. I mean, this was not... I don't think an effort to try to result in the dead. I mean, how evil and sadistic would you have to be? This is about
pretty.
This is about about what causing panic and how you're going to represent this to the people. And I think leaders will. I mean, you've got multiple kinds of leaders, and President Trump is one who wants to always show strength. And this was what Fauci said was discussed behind closed doors.
So here's another book. Let's spend just a minute on this, and then we've got to move on to some other things. The Michael Cohen book suggests that the president has made a deal with Pence that if he loses the election, he will resign the next day, and then Pence becomes, Pence becomes president and pardons him so there will be no federal prosecution. Is that a scenario
Smart.
That...
Well, yes. Cohen has said very vocally, Cohen has said if he was still Trump's lawyer, he would tell him to do that. It'll be interesting to see what happens. The problem, though, he can get a Nixon-like pardon, like the way, you know, that happened for Nixon, but it was sort of blanket.
Be president.
Right. And so, you know, right. So it's I understand that that would be one strategy. The problem, though, is that it does not excuse and will not excuse Trump from any charges coming up on the state level. And New York has got a slew of stuff that's heading his way. So it will help him on a federal level, but I don't know what those charges will be.
This is
the
stupidest
thing ever.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Michael Cohen hasn't even been spoken to by Trump in years. How would he even know this? How would he know this? He's making stuff up for a book.
Sounds like another book.
He's a loser.
Okay, well, you know.
When you look at it from the outside,
but Trump and Michael Cohen were in it up to their eyeballs together, so you can say they're both losers because they were doing the same stuff.
Yeah, but
the stuff that Michael Cohen's in jail for is nothing Trump had to do with. It was his taxi business. I don't know.
Well,
it seems funny to me that a guy who's in jail who should be serving his time is writing stuff about things he doesn't even have access to.
Yeah, but come on, Jennifer, we know what these guys are all about. It's about me. I'm going to do what I have enough credibility so somebody will pay attention.
All I'm saying is everything that Michael
like Comey's book.
We won't know, but if Trump loses the election, I think that, you know, why wouldn't he try to shield himself from future prosecution?
Yeah,
he's
not going to get anything done those last 2 months anyway.
Exactly. Maybe he thinks he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, so far everybody throws all this stuff at him. Well, I mean, laugh, but a lot of people have thrown stuff at him.
I've been laughing for years. Everyone knows that all this stuff is going to stick on Trump. There's a lot that's going to stick on
him
in New York.
But I know that if I were Trump and I was facing stuff like that, I'd probably do what has been suggested there. And there must be some way around it for, you know, these guys are not stupid. They've got lawyers up the yin-yang, and there's all kinds of ways, as we all know, those of us who have close personal encounters with lawyers all the time, they can find, you tell them what the result is you want, and they'll figure out a way to get you there.
Right.
Very, very infrequently.
The smartest, fastest way to get away from any future federal prosecution is to do exactly what Cohen said. That's
and
why he said, if I was still his attorney, I would tell him to do this.
Well, and the other side of it is, I'm betting that if they did do this, that they would figure out how to get away with not having to be prosecuted on
the
state level.
What are the federal charges that he's talking about?
That's a good question.
Well, no, what he's talking about, like Nixon, just basically it's a blanket pardon for anything that could come at you in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, has there been anything that he's done at a federal level that is actually
Yeah, but you want to take that chance because of all the rabble, all the rubble.
Because Joe Biden and the Democrats are known for politicizing the government. So maybe that's what he's talking about.
The Republicans are?
No, absolutely not.
Come on.
It's not Republicans that went
I'll
after conservative
meet you halfway.
Of course it is.
It was not Republicans that went after conservative groups and used the full force of the government to shut them down. It was not
Jennifer?
The Republicans who spied on the Trump campaign.
But it's, that's an individual thing.
It was not the Republicans who spied on reporters. How can I
they've never spied on anyone.
It's time for the whitewash of the fence. And here we go. All right. We love you. We love you. Yes, we do. But it's time for us now to figure out. I was talking earlier about a football player who died of COVID because he was way overweight.
Did you catch his name, by the way?
Something Smith. No, Samuels. I remember it was in the back of my mind, and now I can't put my finger on the.
He's the son of another famous player?
Yes. Right. You can probably figure it out why I'm talking about how to lose weight with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com and get in on the program. It's such a fabulous program. I've been talking about how you stay on the straight and narrow to make sure you're successful. Don't make the same mistakes a lot of other people make. If you fast a lot, that's not healthy. You know, you don't get enough sleep, that's not healthy. You got to eat the right foods, and that will support your losing weight. Go to toploss.com, and it's all explained there, the science of how this works. Very successful for millions of people around the country and around the world who've gotten on Calitrin because they wanted something that was safe, drug-free, stimulant-free. This is the ticket. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, and you don't have to pay a shipping charge. and you don't have to, you know, you buy three and get three free. Stay on the program for 6 months, you'll lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin, 21 after the hour.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, it's time for us to go back, as we do every week at this time, to some big week in music. It's this week in 1966, upon which we focus our attention. The Beatles were at number 5. A lot of great songs this week. Throwback Thursday, Yellow Submarine. Isn't it? Don't we all really just want to sing along with this no matter what our age? In a yellow submarine, a yellow submarine. Now, and you'll curse me all day because you'll be having this in your head, singing it to yourself as you go through the day. There it is. Number 5 this week, 1966. It's 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria prepares this list. I sing my way through it. Number 4, the Supremers. One of their best songs, in my estimation. You can't hurry love. Can't keep your feet still for this. You like this, Victoria?
I love this, yeah.
You can't sit still. You just can't. All right, here we go. Next, number 3 this week in 1966, studio group called The Happenings. See you in September. I love the lyric line of this. Crank it up, Phil, will you? Great voice, this guy. Tyra, I'll see you in September. I don't know why this actually did come out, and it stuck around for a long time. It came out in the early summer of 66, and because of the theme, it just stuck around for the summer and had a resurgence of popularity as we got into September 1966. So there are the Happenings, the number 3 song. Here's another summer song that stuck around all summer. Yeah, this is one of the most popular groups of the 60s. They started as a studio group, and then they made so many hits they just went out on their own. Lemon Spoonful, Summer in the City. And goosebumps, Victoria. I'm thinking of my pal Dick Summer, who was one of the best jocks in this era. I was just getting started. He's about 10, 12 years older than I am. And I can see him in the studio playing stuff like this and how he really got into the music. Every time I hear the song, I think of him. So, anyway, great memories of the 60s for, like, Fancy Nancy, Victoria's mother. She listened to this show big time. Number one, I don't know, that was never... This guy's name is Donovan Leach. Didn't like his last name, so he just went by Donovan. Came number one in this week, 1966. Song called Sunshine Superman. Meaningless, but it caught everybody's attention. You're gonna be mine, and I know it. A lot of people confuse him with Bob Dylan.
Well, really? I don't think he sounds anything like Dylan.
Really?
No, not at all. What other songs did he have that were big hits?
Now at the top of my memory, I can't remember. But I'll tell you what I'll do. Hold on, just how much time we got? 30 seconds. Hold on. Donovan Leitch. Season of the Witch, that's right, I remember that. Let's see here. He's an actor of some note. Let's see, what else did he do? He was an English kid. Nothing really.
His voice just sounds really familiar, so I've probably heard him in other songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I know this song, but...
Right. Yeah, this is pretty much it for him. He was an actor of some sort. 28 after, those are the Throwback Thursday top five songs from this week in 1966.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are expected to hold a procedural vote today on a coronavirus stimulus bill. Democrats have already voted to block it.
They claim it doesn't meet the needs of American families and businesses. Here's U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Don't be misled by thinking, oh, well, a little bit is better than nothing. No, it isn't. It's a missed opportunity to do what is right for the American people.
The roughly $300 billion proposal does include a boost in unemployment benefits and liability protection for businesses and health care facilities. Wildfires raging across several western states have now killed at least 7 people, maybe more, as officials say people have died in California, Oregon, and Washington, but at least 12 people are still missing in Northern California. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette says Hurricane Laura damaged a Louisiana site that holds a very large portion of the nation's emergency crude oil supply. He says the site in West Hackberry, Louisiana, took a direct hit and will need to be repaired. Joe Biden is detailing his Made in America economic plan, speaking in Michigan yesterday, saying that if elected, his administration will deliver on his promise to buy American. Biden says he will slap a tax penalty on companies that avoid paying U.S. taxes by offshoring manufacturing jobs. And he added businesses will be rewarded for creating good-paying jobs here at home. The former VP also said he'll close loopholes that he say have been created by President Trump's tax cut. Another big deal handed out in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey just got the largest contract for a cornerback from the L.A. Rams. The deal said to be worth $105 million over 5 years. And Jay Leno will be hosts of a rebooted classic game show on TV. The acclaimed comic is set to host Fox's reinvention of You Bet Your Life in the fall of 2021. Originally hosted by Groucho Marx, the half-hour comedy show will pair two complete strangers in competition answering questions in an attempt to win prize money. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour on this Thursday, it's the DJV radio program. You can also hear us at djvshow.com. You want to pick up on, this isn't so much the podcast, but some of the clips of the day, fun stuff and important things. I'm sure that what will work its way into the clip of the day for tomorrow will be our conversation coming up, Victoria, in a couple of minutes with my great friend Jay Honeycutt, who was the program manager at Kennedy Space Center, the shuttle manager, the Space Center director, ran the space program, picked all the first astronauts, somebody who has a great page or a chapter in American history, especially when it comes to the space program. And they're announcing, and he's doing a number of interviews today, the American Space Museum,
They have a stay, what they call the Stay Curious program, and I think they're either introducing it or reintroducing it for the obvious reason that things have been closed down. I think pretty much everything except launches have been closed down there, but he's going to join us in a few minutes to talk about that. And in the meantime, this situation, the family of Harry Dunn, remember him? The motorcyclist who was killed by Anne, is it Sakoulis? Is that how you pronounce your name?
I believe so, yeah, Sakoulis. Yeah.
All right, so this is a whole can of worms, man. This is a real can of worms. And how this is so wrong. All right, so how is this moving along?
So in case people don't remember the story, Harry Dunn was a 19-year-old British motorcyclist. He was killed by a woman who was driving her car on the wrong side of the road in England. He suffered, I won't even go into the details, but it is a horrific story of how he, of his injuries and how he basically just died on the side of the road. She didn't call an ambulance. Her name is Anne Sakoulis. She is the wife of a British, of an American diplomat who was stationed over in England. That's why they were there. So she did not call the ambulance, even though she had a cell phone on her. Someone who drove by the accident was the one who actually called the ambulance. But because the person who drove by, and this is a part of it, the person who drove by didn't fully understand, I guess, the severity of his injuries. So it took 43 minutes for the ambulance to arrive.
Right.
Basically, he was just dead on arrival at that point. Mm-hmm. And so his family, his parents, showed unbelievable grace and restraint. They said at the time that they were not going to press charges. They just wanted to have, you know, they wanted to have a conversation with her, and they were looking for an apology. So this woman, this what's her name, Anne Sakoulis.
Sakoulis, yeah.
So the British police basically told her not to leave the country. She said she wouldn't, and then the next day she hopped on a private jet and flew home to Virginia, because she knew that she was in big trouble and that she had to get back to, you know, American soil. So after she left, this was in August of last year, the U.S. government said that she had diplomatic immunity because she was married to her diplomat husband.
This guy was a low-level, nothing-do. He wasn't
right.
An important
This guy was not an ambassador. He was not. Yeah, it was.
He was a part supplier for American planes that are being used by the Royal Air Force.
Yeah, exactly. He had diplomatic status in Britain while he was working for the U.S. government at the Royal Air Force Base, which is used by American intelligence agencies. I don't even know why he would qualify for diplomatic immunity. So what happened was the family said that they wanted to have a conversation with this woman. She issued this, like, really, if she didn't, she went silent, and then she issued this, like, really weak, blank kind of apology. It wasn't really anything that felt heartfelt. And then Mike Pompeo got involved as the Secretary of State because there was an official request for extradition. Mike Pompeo rejected that, and then in July, he met with Boris Johnson, who, even to Mike Pompeo's face, said, look, we need justice to be done for Harry Dunn and his family. Like, this, something has to be done. And Mike Pompeo once again rejected that. So now the newest update is, I guess his family, Harry Dunn's family, feels that they have no other recourse, so they've now filed a lawsuit. It will be a wrongful death suit. And so we'll see where it goes. But this woman, I mean, talk about, like, she was like the poster child of entitlement. You know, I mean, you hit someone with your car. He's bleeding out on the side of the road, and you don't call an ambulance, even though you're standing there. She didn't even leave the scene. She didn't flee the scene. She actually stood there and watched this kid die. It's insane. I wish there was more that they could do than just a wrongful death lawsuit.
Well, so that's the update on that. As I said, in a moment, we're going to get the update on this. If you have not had, one of the things that you hear me say often, and this is something that I truly believe, you know, everybody wants to go to Disney and yada, yada, yada. That's not the real America. The real America is up the road about 35 miles to the Space Center and all the things on the Space Coast. My pal that runs WMEL, John Harper, we talk about it all the time. He's the one, actually, along with Jay, that got me into all of this stuff to begin with. I'll maybe recount that with Jay in a moment as we pay attention to the American Space Museum up next here on the DJV Show.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
41 at the hour now in the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and I sort of get into a heartful space whenever I talk to Jay Honeycutt, because he's an important part of my broadcast life, of my life. Consider him to be a very good friend. The problem is I don't get to see him as much anymore, because if you get my drift, Jay, I have no reason to go to Florida like I used to. So, there's, of course, one of the reasons to go would probably be to go spend a night with you and Peggy down in that hothouse. I don't get you guys that grew up in Houston. Jay is from Houston, Texas, originally. And he lives in that hothouse that they call Florida. How it is that you guys enjoy that is beyond me, but that's just me. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know,
yeah.
You have to remember it doesn't snow down here.
Wait a minute. Let me make a note of that. So, yeah, I'll make a note of that.
So a couple of days in August and September are trade-off against January and February up in Framingham. I don't know if you're still. Are you still in Framingham?
Yeah, still in Framingham. But you know, I spend the winter in California, which is I find preferable to. Although maybe it'll burn down by the time I get there.
I think I told you the guy that lives two doors down from me is from Framingham.
Yes, you did tell me that. Right. All right. So the recounting here for just a minute to give everybody an introduction that may be new to the program, doesn't know. First of all, Victoria will be the first to tell you, Jay, my love of the space program, what it's done for our country, what psychologically it still does, I think, in many ways. But who doesn't remember anybody who was around in the 1960s? Anybody, everybody remembers that day in the summer when those guys went to the moon. The world stood still. And so you had an important part, an important role in the space program pretty much from the beginning. You sound younger than you really are. You were at it for a long time, saw some great things, great moments in American history. I think you tell the story about you hearing me on the radio down there listening to WMEL. And you thought, you didn't know who I was, but I was talking about how great it was because I'd been over to the Space Center in Houston. So what'd you do? You called up the station and said, who is this guy? He doesn't know anything about what he's talking about.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, the radio was on that station, and this guy comes on and he starts talking about how wonderful the Johnson Space Center was, which it is. And
I'd been there the week before, I think, and that was it.
Yeah, I had just moved down here from Houston, and so I told my secretary, figure out how to get the station manager. I want to talk to this guy that just was on the air. So I called you up and I said, you think Johnson is a cool place? You ought to come down here to see the Kennedy Space Center because we got real hardware down here.
Right.
It's one
that was the beginning of a lifelong love affair with you and with the center, which now fast forward to today, after all your experiences at the Space Center running everything there, you're actively involved still with a lot of the astronauts that still live in the area with the American Space Museum. There's something called the Stay Curious program. Is this new or restarting because of COVID? Tell us a little about the museum and then this program.
Yeah, several years ago, there was about down here that worked at the center named Charlie Mars, who was one of the original guys in the engineering world, and he retired, and he retired with a lot of knowledge, and he was trying to figure out how to ensure that the knowledge could be passed along as people left the program. So he came up with this idea to have to start this museum that was pretty much dedicated to the Kennedy Space Center and the workforce down here that had been involved in the NASA programs, the NASA people and the contractors that support us, you know, from day one. So Charlie went out to start collecting stuff and he struggled for a while trying to get a permanent place for it, and he really kind of converged to be a pretty neat little place, and they were doing a pretty good, you know, pretty good business. So it's in Titusville, which is just west of the Space Center.
Right.
Yeah, and they've gotten the permanent building, and they were really starting to grow, and this damn virus thing came along and sort of shut them down, and they've been down for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, and just starting to, but they're going to start to open up on a limited basis later this month. But it differs in most of the museums because it's dedicated primarily to the people on the ground from the center who did the hands-on work on the hardware, starting back with Mercury and going all the way through Apollo.
Take a second. And when you were running the shuttle program, you brought me into one of those hangars where there were thousands of men and women dressed in white like we were in a hospital working on the shuttles, because every time they came back, you put them through an extensive rebuild, in essence, right?
And well, you fixed what was wrong. You changed the oil and checked the spark plugs and the brake fluid and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then put in any new things that were required for the next flight. And then in some cases you put the experiments that were going to fly in while it was in the horizontal and got it ready and rolled it out to the pad.
Yeah. We had
three of those hangars.
Right. It was just amazing to see the sheer size and the things that went on. And the reason I bring it up is because apparently that's what the American Space Museum and the Stay Curious program is about, these people and what they did. So you can actually see and kind of feel what went on. It's not like just walking into the museum in Los Angeles where you see the shuttle, okay, that's fine, but you don't really know what happened. This is the inner core, the inner workings of the program and how these things were kept safe, right?
Right, and that's what they've been doing. They've been using for Stay Curious. It's basically an interview program that they run that brings people in for an hour or so and just talks about what went on during their watch.
You're doing that this afternoon. Where do people find it? Is the website American Space Museum?
You go on Facebook and you look for the American Space Museum and then look for the Stay Curious program. Just click on it. It leads you right to it. You remember Mike McCulley?
God love him. Astronaut Mike.
He was on last week.
He was. I remember the trips we used to take. You and I and Astronaut Mike would go around to schools and do our dog and pony show. I'd do the radio show, and you guys would... The kids were... It was amazing what went on. I wish we still had that sort of stuff. God love you.
Yeah,
I'm glad to have the chance to talk about this. Again, go to the Facebook page for the American Space Museum to listen to Jay this afternoon at 4. Jay Honeycutt on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Victoria, some people call this progress. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right. The theme from Chuck Curry's, one of his favorite experiences in life, is The Walking Dead. Victoria, did you ever watch that?
No, I'm not. That's kind of not my thing.
No, just the name of it turns me off. However, Mr. Zombie...
I know a lot of people who love it, though.
Oh, yeah. Roberta Fasanella used to be where you are on this program. Love that stuff. My God. What crap. All right, Chucker. with that introduction, why are we playing the music from The Walking Dead, please?
Well, you don't know. AMC announced... Actually...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
The Walking Dead.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to get a better phone connection. I think The Walking Dead have crawled into his phone. That really is what's happened.
Zombies have taken over his phone.
What in the world is appealing to people about watching a bunch of... I mean, look at the faces, the makeup that they put on these people. It's scary as hell. And horrible.
Well, zombies aren't supposed to be pretty.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Why would you want... Who created the idea of zombies anyway? That was to come
no idea. Maybe Chuck
fiction.
Knows the history of that. I don't know.
I'm sure he does. Yeah, he knows all things zombie-ish, but he must be in a bad place with his cell phone because I can't find him. So, all right. Okay. Back to Zombieland. Go ahead.
Yeah. AMC announced yesterday they're going to end the Walking Dead. Yeah. 12 episodes this morning.
All right. This doesn't work. So what can we do? All right. Let's see what you can do about fixing it and putting him on another phone. So, William, meanwhile, celebration time, actor Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria. I always got a kick out of that name. I think she was his, wasn't she his fitness trainer or something? Isn't that how he met her?
No, they met in a restaurant in New York. He just saw her sitting at a table, and I used to go to that restaurant, actually. It was a vegan place that shut down. Right. But, he just walked up to her and gave her his number. So that was it. Yeah.
Her name is Hilaria.
She's a yoga person, and she's not a fitness instructor, but she sort of fashions herself as a fitness guru.
Really?
I kind of find her insufferable personally, but whatever. I mean, like,
what
how
do you
many
really
kids?
Think?
How many kids do they need?
Five?
To have, really?
Yeah, so they're going to. She just gave birth to her fifth child with him, a boy.
It's five kids under the age of seven.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really? Like,
he's
that's
62.
Necessary?
And, well,
exactly. And he looks like he's 109 years old now.
Yeah,
you know,
he looks old, doesn't he?
Well,
he's got
five kids under the age of seven. He should be, you know, his oldest daughter, Ireland Baldwin, with Kim Basinger, is in her 20s.
Yeah.
He should be preparing to be a grandpa and not a new dad in his 60s, but, you know, whatever.
Anyway, his children's names are Romeo, Leonardo, Raphael, Carmen, and then you just mentioned Ireland. I think that he is, regardless of what, you know, kind of a cuckamonga, I became a fan of his with A Hunt for Red October. And followed him. I think he is one of our better actors, frankly.
Oh, I love him as an actor,
fabulous. He's very good. And he gets into roles and seems so natural in them. He's one of those actors that, and this reminds me of my friend Tucker, who can be in real life and then assume the role of whatever the job requires and get right into it. Alec Baldwin is just like that. He's been very good and had high visibility roles all of his career.
Did you see him recently as John DeLorean?
Yes.
He was very good. Yeah, that was good, too. That was cool.
Yep. All right, Chucker, we figured you were wasting our time with The Walking Dead, so we started talking about Alec Baldwin's new child. All right, let's go back to The Walking Dead now.
Yeah, well, it's my favorite TV show. AMC announced that they're going to end the show after 11 seasons, which will be partially run in 2021 and 2022. 12 episodes each season. They still have six more, one more in October, and they're going to film another five for this season. And then they're going to spin the show off with Norman Reedus and actress Andrea McBride as Daryl and Carol, two of the most popular characters on the show. So the universe is not going to end, just the original show.
Right. But is there a movie there?
It's going to go on.
For you,
is
it like this crap?
Well, the original star of the show, Andrew Lincoln, who played Rick Grimes, they have planned three movies with him. They haven't materialized as of yet, but they plan on doing that also. So we'll see. It's still. Here's the thing about the show. It was drawing 17 million people 3 years ago. Jeffrey Morgan is a villain called Negan, who was very popular in the comic. He murders two popular characters on the TV show in a very graphic manner. And they lose 70% of their audience. Literally.
Yeah.
And it was a problematic. They went way too violent. After that, it was very entertaining, but that was a problem for the show.
See, I don't see how that's entertaining, but obviously there's an audience for that stuff. You're the chief cook and bottle washer of the group. It's Chuck Curry, who joins us every day at this time for Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.